Welcome to Opens Here. My name is Greg Horn. We love talking about hope, and there is a hidden treasure right here in Central Kentucky that I've been blessed to be aware of due to my friendship and mentorship with Wayne Smith, the founding pastor of Southland Christian Church, who is now in heaven. But he had a lot of influence in this place. As we know, Wayne was a big agent of hope. But we're going to be talking about Sayre Christian Village over the next two programs, a place that provides a lot of hope to people. And joining us for these two programs is going to be Karen Venice. She is the CEO of Sayre Christian Village. She'd been on staff, part of their team, for 10 years and took over as CEO about a year ago. And Karen, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Greg, for having us. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm happy to share everything I can about what we're doing at Sayre Christian Village. Thank you.
Well, I love your all. I call it your mission statement that you see there with all your literature. It says your motto is hope, housing, and healthcare. I know what Sayre Christian Village is, but it's more than just a typical retirement home, isn't it? What makes it unique?
Well, one of the things that makes us unique is that while we are a retirement community in Lexington, we are the only nonprofit skilled nursing facility in Fayette County. We serve over 375 adults on our campus in all capacities of living. So we're called what's a continuing care retirement community. So folks can live on our campus. They can live at all stages of life. The most unique thing about us, though, is that we are a faith-based ministry. And we are proud to have been serving in Lexington for over 35 years in that capacity. And we've seen a lot of changes and have a lot of great things ahead in our future.
Well, it's been just kind of from a distance. I've been there before and visited people, and I know the wonderful things. But when you've been doing something for 35 years, you're obviously doing it right.
We think we are, and a lot of Lexington does too. For the third year in a row, we were voted as the favorite retirement community on the Reader's Choice, something we're very, very proud of. But we don't do that without having a lot of compassion and a lot of hope behind what we do. And so we're just happy to serve in any way that we can.
Well, and you guys serve in so many different ways, and we're going to be talking about it over the next two programs. But let me ask you this, Karen. When you visit Sayre, I think people are amazed at how big it is. It's really kind of like a little village or small town. Can you kind of maybe describe the campus for our listeners that aren't familiar with Sayre Christian?
Sure. Well, you hit it right. We are a village. We are on about 26 acres in Lexington off of Tate's Creek Road, right behind Kroger at Tate's Creek Center. We serve over 375 older adults. The unique thing about it is that over 60% of those that we serve that live on our campus are at or below the poverty level in terms of their income limits.
Wow, 60%.
60%. Yeah. A lot of folks consider us to be a life plan community. And again, that's just where we serve all levels of living on our on one campus. One campus, one mission.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those levels of care. That's one of the things that I think is so amazing that what you all do. Obviously, we love the faith-based component, and you're doing it with excellence, too, with getting those three awards 3 years here in a row as the top retirement home here in Central Kentucky. But let's talk a little bit about those levels of care that you offer at Sayre Christian Village. Your first one is rehabilitation. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. We offer both short-term and long-term rehabilitation in our skilled nursing facility. So people who live on our campus or who are out in the community that are needing therapy, whether they fall and have a hip injury or they need a knee replacement, they can come to our facility and rehab for a short period of time and go back home. They can come and do their outpatient rehab. We have a lot of folks that just come to us for outpatient rehab. One of the unique things about the rehab is that we were also voted as Lexington's favorite physical therapy provider last year, against many other folks that we are so proud that we have such great outcomes in our short-term rehabilitation.
Well, that's a great compliment. There are a lot of wonderful places that do rehabilitation. I have different friends that work at one, so I wasn't aware of that. So that's a great compliment again to Sayre Christian Village. All right, so the rehabilitation. Talk a little bit also about the level of care, the independent living.
Certainly. We have two independent living facilities, Bonta Apartments in Forest View. Folks that live there, they live independently, meaning they perform most of their activities of daily living all on their own. The Bonta Apartments in Forest View are subsidized by HUD, so the folks that live there are low-income seniors. And it is just simply an independent living space for low-income seniors.
And then the third thing that you guys have your five levels of care at Sayer Christian Village is assisted living. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So assisted living is kind of as you go through the spectrum. Maybe you're not appropriate to live in an independent living setting. You need a little more help with your activities of daily living, whether it's you just need help getting dressed in the morning or maybe a reminder to take your medication. The folks that live in our assisted living facility, they pick up the services that they need based on what services they need. So they can have little help or they can have as much help as they need.
Well, and the fourth level of care that you provide at Sayer Christian is one that, you know a lot of people expect, and obviously you guys won a lot of awards, so you do this really well. But talk about the skilled nursing level of care at Sayer Christian.
Certainly. As a skilled nursing facility, we provide 24-hour-a-day nursing care. We provide skilled nursing services to 130 residents. 41 of those residents are in specialized dementia care units. So we have two memory care units that focus on programming and development and care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia, which is a huge focus. Lexington's just now, we're going to be a dementia-friendly camp or dementia-friendly city.
Well, I think that's one of the things that, you know, that fifth level care is the memory care, and it's just devastating the amount of friends that I know that parents, grandparents that have dementia, and so I'm thrilled to know that you offer that, and we don't wish that anybody has that, but it's good to know that there's a safe place if they do, right?
That's correct. There is a huge, huge need with over, it's about 6 million folks each year that have dementia diagnosed, and it's a challenge. It requires its own separate level of programming and care to take care of those folks, and we have folks that are trained, that are certified, and are the best of the best at what they do.
We just tuned in. We're talking with Karen Venice. She is the Chief Executive Officer of Sayer Christian Village. I want to encourage you to check them out on Facebook. It's simply Sayer Christian Village. Or check out their website. You're like, you know, man, I'd like to check this wonderful place out. And you can find it very easily. Just go online. It's at sayerchristianvillage.org. That's sayerchristianvillage.org. We just talked about those five levels of care that they offer: rehabilitation, independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, and the memory care, which helps with patients that struggle with dementia. Well, you've had a very popular resident at one time, which is a hero of mine. You got to tell me, what was it like to have Wayne B. Smith as a resident there at Sayer?
Oh, gosh. He was a wonderful resident. And not only was he a resident, and I know he, of course, was known to be a founding father at Southland, but he was also one of our founding fathers at Sayer Christian Village. He was on our original board of directors back in, I believe it was December of 72. Where a group of elders got together and said, we really need to find a place for folks to go. Now, they said from retirement to the grave. We'd probably get in trouble if we said that today. It's a little not PC, if you will.
Right.
But so he was a huge part in the very beginning of our ministry. He was very supportive of our ministry all through the years, until the year when he actually needed to become a resident. And he not only was a resident over at Friendship Towers, he came to the skilled nursing facility and was a resident there in our short-term rehabilitation unit. Gosh, the stories that he would tell. There was one particular gentleman that he was the only one that was allowed to give Wayne Smith a bath. And he said it was because he was the only one that could scratch his back the way he wanted it scratched. But Wayne was a great person to have on our campus, so much so that after he died, we actually established a compassionate care fund in his honor. And that's a fund that folks give to, and we the folks that are recipients of that are those that live on our campus or work on our campus that are facing some sort of financial hardship.
Well, I love that Wayne B. Smith Compassionate Care Fund. You know, you guys had the goal of almost $126,000 that last year in your annual report. And I've attended the first banquet you had 2 years ago. Unfortunately, I had a conflict this past year, but I saw the video that you had of Brewster McLeod and Todd Tyler, who served under Wayne on staff at Southland, and then Wayne's two daughters doing a little song that they helped write. And that thing was just a riot, man.
Oh, it was so much fun. We were unsure of what it was going to be because they kept it under top secret until actually the day of the fundraising event. But I don't think there was a dry eye in the room because it was so funny but so fitting that they would get up there and their tuxes from Geno's and their help. What would Wayne say? Help me, Wayne says. Help me, Wayne says. It was so cute. So cute.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, I'd encourage you to go to their Facebook page, Sayre Christian Village, and check it out. Brewster McLeod, Todd Tyler, Jana Thor, and Judy Speaks, his daughters, friends of mine. It was just really a lot of humor, but also just so vintage Wayne, and I encourage you to check that out. Maybe even think about attending that again this year, because I know that a lot of people love to bless others, and Wayne modeled that. It made me think of a Wayne story when one time out at Southland on a Wednesday night, I was leaving after being at a meeting and was getting ready to turn the lights out after helping kind of pick up the room a little bit, and all of a sudden I heard this, "Hey, Horn, is that you?" And I was like, it scared me at first because I thought I was the only one left. And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "I need you to do me a favor." I'm like, "Yes, sir." He said, he opened his wallet, put out a $100 bill. And he said, "Hey, somebody just called the church." And this is like 9:30 at night, I don't know, like a Wednesday night. And he's stranded at Applebee's on Richmond Road. And he said, "I want you to take this $100 bill, check him in the Shoney's Inn that used to be on Richmond Road in Lexington. I don't know what it's called now, but it's over there near Chili's." And he said, "Check him in. Then you help him in the room, pray with him, then give him the rest of the money, and you know, tell him that God loves him." And didn't ask for a receipt. You know, most people, "Hey, okay, I'm going to pay, but give me receipts. I get reimbursed." Just open his wallet, gave that. And, you know, I've never forgotten that because, you know, it's one thing to talk about giving and all, and you hear stories with Wayne, but, I mean, I saw it there firsthand. And so when you all started the Wayne B. Smith Compassionate Care Fund, I was glad to be there for that first one and make a donation because the guy modeled compassion, didn't he?
He did. In fact, when we met with Jana and Judy earlier this year, or last year, talking about the event that we had last year, they said he would be furious if he knew there was money in the account, because a lot of times he was calling other people to borrow money to give to somebody else. So we make sure that our folks know about this fund so those that need it understand how to benefit from it, because that's what Wayne would do.
Well, two other people that I know have been very supportive of Sayre Christian Village for a long time, Wally and Barbara Rendell. Talk about what they mean to Sayre Christian Village.
Oh, they mean so much to us. They volunteer on a regular basis. It is not uncommon to see them in there at any time. Wally has been also very instrumental in our history. He served on our board. He's been at our groundbreaking ceremonies. He is just a voice of hope. To me, I've gotten to know him very well. Him and his wife Barbara, they're godsend. They are godsend. Wonderful people.
Yeah, I'll have people call me sometimes, ask my wisdom on something church related, ministry, and I'll share. But I said, "I'll tell you who you really need to talk to." And they're like, "Who?" I say, "Wally Rendell." Like, "Oh, that's right. That's a great idea." And he is a plethora of information, ministry related, and just love Wally and Barbara Rendell. We've had them as guests here on Hope Is Here, and they're just such a blessing, real heroes of the faith here in Central Kentucky. Well, time flies when you're having fun, but we're going to do one more program talking about Sayre Christian Village. Their chief executive officer, Karen Venice, is with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tagline of hope, housing, and healthcare in our next program. And there's just a lot of great things going on there, so we hope you'll join us tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Karen Venice about Sayre Christian Village on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.